vortex. A vortex-sucking darkness. A vortex-sucking darkness spewing light. Eating, eating, churning. Eating, churning matter. Turning, churning matter. Churning, turning matter like a worm. Gobbling, gobbling nothingness. Gobbling a nothingness. Gobbling all nothingness, gobbing universal nothingness, gobbing out the stars that fill the night, the gobbing of globular constellations. The worm moves on. The worm moves on into a blackened soil. The worm moves on in ever blackened soil. Her holes leave constellations in their wake. Constellations spinning in her wake. Eons long in labor, she moves on. Eons long in labor, she moves on and pushes, pushes out the pain of it. Through each strong contraction, she moves on, pushes on and pushes, pushes out the pain of it. Through each strong contraction, she moves on and pushes, 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 pushes on. Once upon a time, there was a worm. Once upon a time, there was a worm, crow split in two. Once upon a time, there was a worm, a mighty worm that spewed creation up. Once upon a time, there was a worm that spewed the whole creation up, and tired of all her labor, now she sleeps, trapped between the tea and toast of sleep. Trapped between the veils of pethidine. Dreamily, she digs a place to rest, half sleeping and half dreaming, turning in her, churning in her sleep. She eats the stars, turns blackness into light, sleeps inside the labors of her love. Half aware the stars are moving out. Half aware that there has been a birth. Half awake to hear creation call. The screaming of her baby in the night. Knowing only something of herself. She hears that separate sound. That distant cry. That distant cry in darkness. She wonders what is real and what is not. If born of worm, a thing can live apart. If it could ever come to know itself. And then she grows too tired to think at all. And so exhausted, falls again to sleep. Sometimes she can hear the children call. She hears their voices in a drug-deaf dream. Too scared to move, to eat, create again, she rolls back into sleep, and all around the holes that she has left, the stars fly out. She knows that somewhere other lives begin, lives of night, of dark, half-light and light. And sometimes she can hear the mystics call. She hears them murmur through her sleepy dream. But all she knows is that she is herself, a worm that grew from nothing. She hears them talk of sea inside the fish. She feels the pain when men pull out their guts to find that deeper meaning. She knows that knowledge is a weight too much. The worm creates, but also it destroys. Although it only ever means to know itself, perhaps, perhaps, to love. The worm is stirring, turning distant dreams, that knock in snoring breaks of sleep. She hears the crowbeak, crowfeet, strange rain dance, hears the distant music of a beast that sings, tries to sing the music of the primes. Song calls the old worm up to make her rise, calls her once again to raise her head. And so the worm awaits the siren sound, the sound that calls through sand, through space, through time. When mystic and the mathematician stand, stand as one and make a single sound, a sound that rides the waving of the primes, the worm will push the pullover of earth and raise her head, and down will fall a lava flow of hands, and those that call will fall into her mouth to see the place where all of life began, and man will know his God, and God his man. Swimming in the gene pool of our birth, dancing to the music of the memes, when scientist and mystic move as one, when artists learn to ride the wave of maths, then we will find the song, the siren song, the song that calls the worm, the song to sing us back where we began.